This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Friday, October 29th. We'll tell you about a flood threat bearing down on the nation's capital. Millions of Americans are once again in the path of severe weather. Also, new criminal charges against New York's former governor. And why America's largest city could end up going without thousands of essential workers starting next week. Plus, get used to hearing the name Meta. Facebook is rebranding. A bunch of new words were just added to the dictionary. And it's almost time for trick-or-treating. We'll share health officials' advice for a safe holiday, and we'll tell you this year's most popular costumes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Serious flood alerts are in effect for more than 20 million Americans today. In fact, one National Weather Service meteorologist says it will likely be, quote, one of the worst tidal flooding events we've had in the past 10 or 20 years. Tidal flooding is also known as sunny day flooding. It's not caused by rain, but by high tides out at sea. So it's something people on the coast need to be aware of. Today, some of the worst flooding is on track to hit Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Between today and tomorrow, those areas are expected to get 2 to 4 feet of coastal flooding. The issue is low pressure moving in, working against strong high pressure over New England. That could end up bringing enough water on shore to flood roads, fields, and several buildings. A Naval Academy campus in Annapolis could also be impacted. So people are preparing. Some schools have already closed for today. Businesses and homeowners have also been putting out sandbags and blocking front doors to try to keep water from seeping in. And as always, authorities are reminding people to never try to drive, walk, or swim in the floodwaters. New York's last governor, Andrew Cuomo, is now facing his first criminal charge over the sexual harassment scandal that pushed him out of office. He was charged with a misdemeanor sex crime for forcible touching. The Albany County Sheriff has been investigating this for a while now, ever since Cuomo's former executive assistant reported he groped her in the governor's mansion. But Cuomo still says he never assaulted anyone. Remember, the New York Attorney General also issued a report saying Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, including 9 state employees. Those accusations range from giving unwanted kisses to asking unwelcome personal questions. And a week after those accusations came out, Cuomo resigned, even though he called the report politically motivated. Next, he'll have to appear in court next month. And if he is found guilty, he could face up to a year in jail. Families who lost loved ones in a mass shooting 6 years ago finally reached a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department. A white supremacist shot and killed 9 people in a historically black church in South Carolina back in 2015. Their families sued the federal government over it because the shooter was able to buy the gun he used even after he had a criminal history. The case made its way through the court system, and now the grieving families are getting an $88 million settlement. And that works out to anywhere from $6 million to $7.5 million for each person who sued. Shooting survivors are also getting $5 million each. By the way, speaking of settlements, the U.S. government is reportedly in talks to pay thousands of migrant parents and children who were separated from each other at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Wall Street Journal says they could be eligible for about $450,000 each. So if a parent and child were separated at the border, together they'd be eligible for $900,000. Remember, under former President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, more than 5,600 children were separated from their parents because their parents crossed the border illegally with them. And today, more than 1,000 families are thought to be still separated. In many cases, the parents were deported back to their home countries while the kids were able to stay in the U.S. Lawyers for the migrant families and the government have said they're hoping to reach a final settlement deal by the end of next month. Florida is suing the Biden administration over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. We're talking about the one that says all contractors working for the federal government need to be vaccinated by December. The state's governor says the president does not have the authority to issue that kind of rule. He says it goes against Florida's employment policies and could threaten the state's economy. The White House disagrees, saying vaccine requirements work, that they're good for the economy, and Biden does have the authority to mandate them. So expect to see this one play out in court. Meanwhile, a judge this week decided not to put a stop to another vaccine mandate, denying the request from a New York City police union. That means all city employees, including law enforcement officials, will have to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Otherwise, they face unpaid leave starting Monday. This means the city may have to go without thousands of essential workers. As of yesterday, a third of those who work for New York Fire and Sanitation and a quarter of the police force still have not shown proof that they've been vaccinated. So city officials are coming up with a backup plan. Overtime could be mandatory for vaccinated workers, and vacations could be canceled to fill staffing gaps. More news just ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment, so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. For the first time, members of Congress grilled top executives from some of the world's largest oil companies under oath about climate change. Democrats say the industry worked in the 90s and early 2000s to cast doubt on climate change. But execs from ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, and Shell testified that they've long acknowledged the climate threat and have even cut their carbon emissions. Still, some lawmakers accuse the companies of pretending to be climate friendly to the public while still working behind the scenes to stop needed regulations. The president of the industry's main lobbying group responded to that, saying the group supports things like electric vehicles and renewable energy, but is against the government offering financial incentives for them. And Republicans called the whole hearing political theater. But it may not be the last we hear about this. The House committee's chairwoman promised to subpoena the companies for documents that she believes would show the oil companies misled the public about global warming. To be continued. One of the world's most powerful and best-known companies is changing its name. Facebook will now be Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says it reflects the company's new focus on the metaverse, which is a virtual reality environment where users can hang out with each other. Think digital avatars and holograms. Zuckerberg wrote in a blog post about how in the future, you'll be able to teleport to the office as a hologram. And he says the next platform will allow people to be in the experience instead of just looking at it. To be clear, the new name Meta only applies to the overall company, not the social media platform Facebook itself. Meta is the company that owns those apps, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. And Zuckerberg says there's much more to come. The company's current AR and VR products will also be rebranded away from Oculus starting next year. Of course, Facebook, or I should say Meta, has been in hot water lately. Leaked internal documents have led to an array of news reports about accusations that the company puts profits over people. Zuckerberg says it's all painting a false picture of the company and insists this new name change has nothing to do with that. Meta will start trading under the new stock ticker MVRS starting in December. Merriam-Webster just added 455 new words to the dictionary this month, from abbreviations like TBH, which stands for to be honest, and FTW, for the win, to pandemic-related terms like long COVID and super spreader. To food like fluffernutter, which is a sandwich with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, and even words like dad bod. Merriam-Webster says language never stops evolving, so the dictionary never stops expanding. And this latest list brings together new and familiar words that have established themselves in everyday life. We've linked to the full list of 455 new words in today's episode notes. Well, it's that time of year again for costumes and candy. Halloween is this Sunday. And this year, even the CDC says it's safe for families to celebrate while still urging prevention strategies. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told Fox News families can put on costumes and enjoy trick-or-treating, but she does encourage them to stay outside and to stay spread out. She still says to avoid crowds, even outdoors, especially for adults and kids who are unvaccinated. And she says adults answering the door to hand out candy should still wear a mask. Though just like last year, the CDC says your Halloween costume mask does not work the same as a well-fitting mask meant to stop the spread of the coronavirus. If you are dressing up this weekend, chances are you or someone you know will be a witch. Google Trends released its 2021 Frightgeist, the list of Halloween's most popular costumes, and witch is in the top spot. Whatever your costume, we would actually love to feature you all dressed up in next Friday's email newsletter, where we often feature our listeners. So just email us a picture of you in your costume to staff@thenewsworthy.com. And be sure you're signed up for our weekly emails to join in on the fun. Happy Halloween. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Indeed. I know because you listen to this show that you like to be informed before making decisions. So when it comes to hiring for your next open position, you need a hiring partner that'll keep you in the know about that too. So if you're hiring, you'll want to turn to Indeed. Why struggle on your own to find quality candidates? Instead, Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is with you every step of the way, so you can find talent with the skills you need using tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. In fact, Indeed's data shows that with Indeed Instant Match, more than 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A group of dads is making a big difference at a Louisiana high school. At this school, 23 students were recently arrested in the span of 3 days for fighting. And other kids say they were scared to go to school at all. So a group of fathers came up with a concept called Dads on Duty. They take shifts patrolling the campus every day as community leaders to bring kids words of encouragement, high fives, and of course, some dad jokes. The dads started doing this on September 20th with about 6 volunteers assigned to each shift. And since then, there hasn't been a single violent incident on campus. The school district even decided extra security was no longer needed. The group now has a Facebook page to attract new volunteers, and all of them are carefully vetted before joining the program. Now, Dads on Duty say they're going to stay on this campus indefinitely, and they're hoping to expand into other schools soon. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about movie set safety in the wake of last week's shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. We spoke to the head of the American Society of Cinematographers, who also happened to teach Hutchins at the American Film Institute. He talks about what went wrong, what should change to prevent another tragedy, and what he remembers about his former student. Then we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.